the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Report. This is episode number 12 of the show. Big night tonight in the world of the NBA. We'll get into all of that. Plus, I have a Tom Brady question for you and some other things before we jump out of here for the night. You guys can call into the show 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Let me get your thoughts and opinions heard. Got plenty of NBA talk, got some NFL talk. You want to bring that to the table, that's more than fine. Let me head on to my first caller of the night, line number one. Doom, what's up, man?
What's going on, everybody?
All right, we got co-host coming in a few minutes, and Tony C. I know he's got some strong opinions about what's going on. But let's talk about tonight first. I'm going to get into my Jimmy Butler tirade a little later, being a Chicago Bull fan. But I'm going to save that. I'm going to shelve that for the moment of tonight. We had the NBA award show tonight. Results are as follows. And Doom, feel free to jump in to comment on any of these, whether you agree, you disagree. I know a few of them may have some, a little bit of controversy to them. Particularly the NBA Rookie of the Year, Malcolm Bergeron from the Bucks. He won the MVP, the NBA Rookie of the Year this year. Now, I know a lot of people were looking at Joel Embiid of the Sixers. He only played like 31, 32 games. So he really doesn't count in that discussion. He didn't play the whole season. He was hurt.
True.
So you really can't count him. Plus him and Guinness, or Guinness, ooh.
The Greek Freak.
The Greek Freak. That's going to be a potent team yet to come in the league. I tell you that. Don't sleep on those boys whatsoever. Oh, my goodness. That's going to be a great team. Somewhere down the future with two great young players to bring you in. Then we're going to get into the NBA Six-Man Award. Went to Eric Gordon of the Rockets. Coach of the Year went to Mike D'Antoni, also of the Rockets. Me and Doom were talking about it earlier. Shout-outs to D'Antoni, man. He took hell in New York.
Dig it at.
It was hell in New York City. And he finally gets Coach of the Year. Now, I'm going to go to you for a second, Doom. You were saying that maybe there should be he shouldn't have gotten it because of the meltdown during the playoffs.
Pretty much, they damn near got they lost it down Utah. James Harden disappeared. I mean, all they did was just shoot a whole bunch of threes the whole season. You know what I'm saying? To me, that just it was just hot. Just high percentage of shots, but when it came down to it, they couldn't play no defense. The MVP just—he didn't play like he deserved that money.
Then we bring on co-host of the Sports Report podcast, Tony C. What's up, man?
What's going on?
Chilling. Just got done watching the NBA award show.
That chalk.
I take it you weren't impressed by the award show tonight.
Not really, man. It's...
Anytime you got a breakup there.
Not only that, if you just gonna save it to the offseason, not stretch the award out this long. Just make the MVP for the whole season and playoff.
Usually, don't they give out the MVP like the second week into the playoffs?
It's like the second or third round, at least by the conference finals.
Yeah, you already knew who the MVP was because Steph Curry was the MVP.
I don't know why.
Yeah, so they trying to stress this thing out.
Yeah, they made a whole show.
I say what?
They made a whole show.
And now they talking about this coon on SportsCenter, this ghetto, hot ghetto mess that was on Monday Night Raw. Then I don't know what the hell that was.
He said new Booker T. The promo.
Man, it wasn't even him that said it.
It was old boy that
his
said it. His son
his
said
baby,
it.
The baby boy to my get that nigga, yo. Get ready. I'm like, geez, then came and set the race back a whole 200 years.
They should have never gave them niggas money, huh?
Rick James style.
All I got to say, why it's got to be my people? Why it's got to be my people? But anyway, as I said before, I'm going to wait.
Wait for what? That's sports. This sports really. We need to get on this straight out the gate. There ain't no need to wait. That's more important than Russell Wilson. You knew that was going to happen.
No, I was going to say, we're going to continue this, but I will wait on my, because I got a Jimmy Butler rant I'm going to get into a little bit later on. But go ahead.
But man, look, when you got these fools coming out here.
Taking his shirt off, running around.
And I'm just like, dude, I'm a Lakers fan. This nigga's an idiot. Could you imagine like Kobe daddy coming out there doing that jelly bean?
Shaq daddy.
Or Philip Harrison, Lord rest his soul. Doing that, bro.
Oh.
But they allowed this idiot.
Come out here.
Not only the franchise back, but the race back 200 years.
200 years.
So
they need to trade him to Indiana right now. Not right now. So,
is this going to make your Black Achievement Award for a setback of the year?
Oh, man. You already know. I can't wait to February come around next year. Ain't no telling. He probably going to do something else retarded and dumb between him and his son.
Let me ask you this, though. But that's what Vince had to be looking for, man. It had to be what he was looking for.
He was looking for that. Okay, he was looking for the idiot stuff.
Right.
But we got the young black kid. Get that nigga, yo. He said it twice. So if the mics might have missed it the first time.
The 10-second delay.
You said,
yeah, one no 10-second delay.
You sent it to me and I heard it.
Clear as day. I said it. Everybody. I said
clear as day.
And this fool can't even understand that Vince McMahon sent him out there knowing he's gonna make a fool out of them. So.
He wanted the ratings, man.
Yeah,
but you know, LeVar Ball want to think that he more important than he really is.
He saw.
Magic Johnson, Gina Buzz needed walking out tonight and say, "Bro, we're not putting up with this. Send him to Indiana. Get me Paul George."
Right now, Tony C.
Whatever
do it
you
now. Gotta,
you can send him, Julius Randle, Wilson, the whole team out there. We'll start from scratch. We'll keep Lou Alding and Paul George. We'll start from scratch.
Because
this idiot here.
The Lakers made the news.
He's gonna be all over the sports wire department for this idiotic crap. And you know what? They're gonna glaze over the fact that what the boy, the son said.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody really gonna talk about that.
Right.
They're scared to talk about that.
Right.
They're gonna laugh at him.
Right.
Yep.
Bigger issue is what you let your retarded, the other son, come out there and say out of his mouth. All y'all, you think you don't have a filter. So your kid, no, feel like, just say, you know what I'm saying?
The thing that kills
you feel
me.
Like he worse than Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Trump just lied. And, you know, at least he got, you know, I hate to say, he got the white people behind him. Don't nobody ever want to get behind this idiot. He's an idiot. Stone cold idiot. You don't know how you done made it, and you still want to act like a buffoon. This
hold on.
Dude is the definition of buffoon.
You know what, though? And he saw what he did on First Take and FS1 and wanted those ratings.
Okay, I understand that.
But he took it a step too far.
Once he popped the ratings though tonight. Oh, that'd be hilarious.
That was a double A text me, and I agree. That was the worst segment probably ever. I'm trying to think.
Kathy Lee Gifford and the other chick Holder was breaking bottles was horrible.
I thought that Alexa Bliss segment from a couple weeks ago was bad.
Top that.
Yeah.
Because it had nothing to do with an angle or nothing. You just bought this fool out here because they was in L.A.
I'd
rather have hell some more joke choked out the wrong person. You just came out there and choked out goddamn LeVar Ball. Now that was just a rating. Somebody finally shut him up.
What Kevin Owens did to Machine Gun Kelly, powerbomb him off the damn stage.
For real?
Yeah. The only time. The only time.
Walk and talk crap. And they ain't got to back none of it up.
You know what, though? The only time I've ever really. And this goes back a little bit. I will somewhat defend him against Christine Leahy. But other than that, everything else he's done has been idiotic. Talking about he's better.
This crap tonight, I was ashamed to be black.
He better than
and a wrestler fan.
Yeah.
Not even being about that. I'm talking about
black.
The fact that
this
black man up here and his family cutting the food like this. Cooning and like in the words of Circle, cooning and buffoon.
Like they gonna get it tomorrow. They are gonna get it tomorrow.
No, they not. People gonna be like it's entertainment.
Yep.
They like to see us out there acting like that. Acting like that. Instead of condemning the man. Dude, your son got out there slanging the N-word around like he was on the corner.
Yep.
And then DeMar, go ahead.
Like he ain't never been on TV before.
Exactly. And then DeMar, if somebody come out and call him a nigga, oh, now it's a problem now.
Yeah.
Oh, World War V. See, that's what people be saying about, you know, all racing that word.
Yeah.
It's certain, okay, if you at the crib, all right, cool. But national TV, hot mics everywhere.
Can't talk like that, man.
Booker T was smiling in the back.
Oh, yeah, because they get him off the
hook. Get him
it's
off
worse
the hook.
Than what he did. At least he was in the angle.
He was in the angle cutting a promo.
Yeah, he just caught up in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then these cooning and buffooning. Magic, if you listening. Get this buffoon away from your.
But
you didn't talk all trash about everybody talking about LeBron coming out. Stuff like that make me feel. Let me know, man. If I'm LeBron, I ain't coming to deal with this fool, man. You been had a swing on him.
Well, the Lakers made the move.
Going to the Clippers.
Well, the Lakers made some move this week.
He'll never
be a Clipper.
Why not?
The Lakers made. That's
he
a
just
black,
said he'll never be a clue.
That's a black cat around that franchise, too. I didn't believe that until a couple of days ago. But that's a black cat in that franchise.
Jerry West did. He might turn it around.
He better.
He ain't going to.
But.
Staying in Cleveland. If I was LeBron, I'd call Magic right now. If you want me to come, you better get that fool away from you. You got to get rid of him, bro.
But the Lakers made news this week. by trading D'Angelo Russell and Timothy Mozgov. So happy they traded Mozgov for that contract they gave him was freaking ridiculous for Brook Lopez.
Well, what you got? And what I'm just living right now. I'm sorry, I don't give a damn about nothing else. I'm ready to get rid of his ass right now. Him and his pet. Because it's something in a Moore's clause in the contract, and the son broke it tonight. Acting like that.
Told
and what that
missus
said, trade, bro, you cut. You ain't even been like one day I cut
him. And he was, and when you look at him on TV, he's all nice, quiet, respectful. Yes, sir, no, sir, all this stuff. Bring a nigga out here. What?
No, the quote was, get that nigga, yo.
And he starts out, so nice and so respectful on camera. And then you get him in that situation, and look what he do.
It is the baby, and it's the entourage. It's the baby brother and the daddy.
Yeah.
If it was Lonzo Ball up here, okay, I'll be like, all right, that's different.
Right.
But when it's the entourage, bro, ain't nobody finna deal with that, bro. You gone. Gone straight.
This to hijack the show and tomorrow show.
Tony C said, get rid of him now. This
coon and that phone.
Tony C said, get rid of him now.
Get rid of dude now. I'd rather have Luau Deen, Jordan Clarkson. and the slap dick crew. At least I ain't got to worry about being embarrassed as a Lakers fan.
Hey, which one was D'Angelo Russell?
So what you gonna try to do? Resend that trade and bring D'Angelo and Mozgov back? You gonna try to resend that trade?
Oh, just cut him before you, bro. Go on. You go on down the road. You the laughing stock of the league. Your star point guard, daddy, and the brother up there just embarrassing the franchise. That's like when Kobe was playing and his mom, his daddy, and wife just out there doing what the hell they want to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we got to put up, man.
Just
I'm
like,
10 seconds away from jumping ship.
See, what they got to do is what Steph Curry did his wife. He banned her ass from Twitter this year. You ain't heard shit from his wife.
But that's his wife, though. It's different. This is his kid daddy, so he really ain't got no pull, right. You know, say so.
Right.
His daddy want to be an idiot, he going to be an idiot. Right. His brother want to be an idiot, he going to be an idiot. But this is my whole thing. I was, you know, just get rid of him. He ain't played a minute, and already. You all over the
you
internet.
Didn't even send him to the
I know it's going to be some text message. Remember that text message thing I sent you?
Yeah. You know what's going to happen.
Dude. Oh, my God.
But yo. Tony C, hey, how you going to cut the man? He ain't even signed a contract yet.
That mean the ink ain't even dry. Get your ass out of here. And if you will sign, all right. And Indiana probably wouldn't even take him right now. They'll be like, no, we straight.
Chicago might, the way they did Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler, no. Man.
Don't nobody want this dude in their franchise? Dude gonna spread like cancer. If he acting like this and his son haven't even scored a basket, imagine if he come out like his rookie game, his debut game or something, and do a triple-double or something shit like
that.
You feel me?
Yeah.
He gonna walk in the Magic office, kick his feet up. Like Brock Lesnar did Triple H.
And can you sense a meme coming at all of this?
What?
A meme will come.
I want to see somebody defend this coon and them buffoons. It's just entertainment, bro.
You can't defend
you the face of the franchise, bro. You can't be doing that.
I know one dude who defend it. Deontay.
Oh yeah, this WWE, this is entertainment. Yeah. He just called a man something he'll never be. A nigga. It's different even talking about a black Titus.
Oh, Titus O'Neil.
I almost thought they should have had them together doing the.
That would have made more sense than what happened.
How about you, Ben?
And then people gonna defend it.
How can you?
Entertainment, LeBron Paul, he's been a great father. Dude, you the face of a friend. That's like when you the court. He's the point guard. He's supposed to be the quarterback of the team.
And you heard what Magic said this week. And you heard what Magic said this week. We appreciate what he said. We appreciate everything that D'Angelo did, but we need a leader and somebody the players want to play for. That talk about old. That talks about your face of the franchise right there.
Man, please. If this was the NFL, Roger Goodell would have big banned his ass. Adam Silver needs to step up and say, no. Look, you need to get somewhere and sit the hell down.
No, that's
my lead.
Roger Goodell wouldn't do that. He'll ban Kaepernick. Well, you know, he won't ban. He'll encourage that.
He's running around talking about he could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one, LeBron one-on-one, just running all of his mouth. You got to put a gag order. He worse than, like I say, he worse than Donald Trump to us because he saying buffoon stuff.
Yeah.
And they got to ban. They got to ban him for the games. It's like, you see this guy, don't even let him in the building.
Yeah, Trump fighting the travel ban. They need to put a LeVar ban out there.
That get passed
down.
Oh, man. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Ooh.
This is ridiculous, man. I'm
48
hot. I don't give a damn what else didn't happen in sport. This shit here tonight didn't piss me off to the highest level of festivity. And then thank you, people going, you gonna have people talking about the entertainment. Okay, it's one thing to entertain. But we got people slanging the N-word left and right. This fool up here.
On nationwide TV. On nationwide
on
TV.
National TV.
Yeah.
National TV.
Mm-hmm. Prime time.
Come on, man.
Prime time. Prime time. One of the better stations on your cable service.
And they doing all this. And he ain't won a thing. Imagine if he ever win a championship, how his daddy going to act. Oh, my God.
He's the greatest of all time.
You already know.
For real.
You know.
Going to put him on Mount Rushmore.
And you already know. People are already talking about getting at him.
Oh, that's a given. But what I'm saying to you is, if you win something, mm-hmm.
Was that guy Aptenko for can't pronounce his name?
Guinness.
Yeah, that was the one that had the meme with Steph Curry shook him, right?
I think so.
He was dancing.
That was Rudy Gobert.
Player of the year.
Did you use him on the playoffs?
Yep.
That was Rudy Gobert.
Oh, that was Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say, because if he was the one that was for defensive player of the year, that's the reason he lost.
I'm so distraught right now. I got this damn medication in me.
The only good thing that happens, Roman Reigns got thrown in the back of the ambulance. If you think of that, it might get a little bit better for you.
And the other thing.
Huh?
Then they got a picture. They got Zeke Elliott taking a picture naked in a magazine. Shit.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
That damn Ewok.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
What the hell they got going on with this world?
I was
going
to leave that alone. I'm not gonna bring that up.
I'm bring it up. Ooh. Oh, this what this world coming to? People taking naked pictures. People saying slang the N word on Monday Night Raw. It's just
ridiculous.
People getting contracts. Number two pick. I ain't want to pick him in the first place.
You sure did say that.
I did not want him playing for my team. Just because of his papa. To think he could do it all by himself. He's a boy.
My issue with like, he gonna have to put on some weight, he gonna put on some muscle, and he gotta fix that jump shot. That jump shot,
he can fix it in Indiana.
But that go back to what I've been saying, that these guys are doing these one and dones is hurting the NBA, man. They're not working on none of their fundamentals.
But understand this too.
And it takes them about 2 or 3 years just to develop something.
If Jim was by itself, I'd be like, all right. But when you bring all this and you ain't won nothing yet,
right,
I can only imagine, like I said, when you get a little taste of winning,
remind me of LeBron.
But go back to Doom for a second.
Oh, LeBron ain't that bad.
He ain't that bad.
LeBron wasn't this bad.
He wouldn't have said that.
LeBron ain't had nobody.
He came out and said he was a Kane when he first came out. The Kane, K-A-N-G.
Yeah, but that's him signing that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But ain't nobody in the camp come to say that.
But to get back to what you were saying on a one and done, though, Doom, you can't really go there because then you end up opening up another can of worms. They'll just do what Maurice Claret did back in the day. They'll turn it into a labor issue.
How's that a labor issue?
Because
if you're up to age,
how you gonna tell an 18, 19 year old he ain't got a right to work?
I ain't say that. I'm talking about the age limit, man. You gotta really break down these dudes, man. These guys come in and they fucking suck. Let me just put it plain and simple.
I mean, but
dudes ain't got good jump shots. They can't play team ball. All they doing is playing ISO ball, and that's not working in the league.
I get what you're saying. I do. I get what you're saying, and it makes sense. But how you gonna tell an inner city kid who family don't have anything at all, he got to stay 2-3 years in college?
Tough break.
I can't see.
Gotta go. Unless their daddy name Big Baller, or Baller Brand.
I'm just saying.
I think it won't stand on its merit if you try to enforce it, because again, it turns into a labor issue. And
they don't do it for the NFL. It's not a labor issue.
They collect the bargain that.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's. To me, the NBA is starting to suffer, man. You got dudes as bums making $100 million that can't shoot.
Well, that's something that they would need. They do like the NFL is collectively bargaining that. They ain't going to do it. They're not going to do it.
Well, it's to the owners. All I'm saying is, I think it'd be to the
benefit. Player got to agree to it. Whatever owner.
Exactly. I'm just saying, to the players, thing, a couple of years a season would be better than you might make it, you might not, but you make $40 million, and then in 6-7 years you're broke, or you're in Ice Cube's league.
Can you see what the field day the player association will have with that? They'll have a field day with all your points.
They already tried it.
And they have a field day with it.
But he's going to keep getting bumped. So we just, you know, it's going to be only a couple good teams. And, dude, like I said, I wish guys could take back and look what they could learn. Because LeBron didn't learn how to play basketball. His college was going to damn Miami. That's when he learned how to play basketball. Not going into the league. Like I said, it's if you look at what the greats did, they went to a good school and they learned basketball, then they went to the NBA and improved upon it. Now, let me skip most. Some of them were able to do it. It's a couple freaks, but every freak you had more bust than, you know what I'm saying? I count, what, 5 guys that might have been like straight out of high school that was good. Yeah, what, Moses Malone, Kobe, LeBron, Kevin Garnett. I'm trying to think.
Tracy
McGrady.
Yeah.
I was talking about dudes that won championships.
Wow.
But that's what I'm saying is, you know, ain't so many of those guys, you know.
But the other argument of that is you'll still have people who go to college 2-3 years and still come out sucking.
But you can weed it out a little bit better. I mean, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying just as basketball as a whole, some guys need a little bit more seasoning, man. Then you won't be having these meltdowns and damn the finals and the playoffs. That they can be a little bit more tested. That's all I'm saying is just give them a little seasoning. They coming in thinking they little moves could work here and there. They got to play 82 games, and you playing the best of the best. Now it's too late for you to learn how to do another move. You know what I mean? Or how to be coached. Because at times, like, you'll see Russell Westbrook just take over a game because his hyper-competitiveness. I don't know how many years he did in the league, but you know, that's a flaw. You know, sometimes college coaches can see that flaw and fix it.
Speaking of Russell Westbrook, I hope he don't sign that Supermax. And I got them called Oklahoma City and say, we'll trade y'all Lonzo Ball and Russell Westbrook right now. Because he's going to leave.
All right.
Y'all might as well get his ass.
That'd be something.
Him and
let's get back
and his daddy go in out to Oklahoma City, damn it.
Let's get back to tonight very, very quickly. Russell Westbrook wins your MVP. Is that a sympathy vote because Kevin Durant left? Or you think you,
what was the question? Hold on.
Was that MVP that Russell Westbrook won tonight, was it more because of the sympathy vote because he lost Durant?
No, because he averaged a triple-double against all them bum teams.
Yeah.
He did the work.
Well, you got it's easy to average a triple-double. You play the Magic and
The Bucks.
Yep, the Bucks a couple times a year. You know, teams like that.
Right.
So, he damn sure ain't do it against Golden State this year. They put the brick.
Or
Houston. Yeah, Houston didn't either.
My biggest thing is them years Shaq and Kobe ain't get the MVP when they was in Miami. And them years Kobe had the sixth seed. And he could have averaged a triple-double. They ain't need him to do that. Hell, they need him to score a lot of points. You got Kwame Brown on your team. I'm sorry. Them Lakers are way worse than this Oklahoma City.
Kwame Brown.
Told you. That's that number one pick.
Kwame Brown.
When you got Kwame Brown and Smush Parker versus Roberson. And Russell, I hope he see the future. When you get into a playoff series, they might win them regular season game, but in postseason, I'm fine shit out of Andre Rose. If you just let Russell Westbrook take the game over. No, sir.
Your sixth man this year was Eric Gordon from the Rockets. Coach of the year is Mike D'Antoni from the Rockets. Very well.
Was Iguodala up there? Because he should have been the damn sixth man.
No, he wasn't up there. He didn't do anything. He didn't do what he should have this year. I know
he missed a lot of games. Yeah, he was hurt.
Yeah.
He did it in the playoffs, though.
He did in the playoffs.
A favorite season in the NBA don't matter too much no more.
Yeah.
Most improved player was Giannis Antetokounmpo. I think I said that right.
Who?
Giannis.
Greek Freak.
Yeah, Greek Freak. Defensive player of the year was Draymond Green. Executive of the year was Bob Myers from the Warriors. Teammate of the year was Dirk Nowitzki, who actually ended up opting out, but then will re-sign with the Mavericks. Sportsman of the NBA Sportsman of the Year Award went out to Kemba Walker with the Hornets. We'll get to them in a second. NBA Cares Community Assist Award went to Isaiah Thomas from the Celtics. So, congratulations to one and all. In the news this week, both Chris Paul and Blake Griffin to sign contract options with the Clippers. So, it looks like the Clippers are going to be a totally different team. I know Chris Paul might sign back, but I think Blake is going to leave.
He need to leave.
Well, my medication kicking in now, Will.
All right, man. Do your thing, man. Appreciate you calling in.
I appreciate y'all.
Just calm down. It's going to be all right.
Hanging in with me, man.
Just calm down.
I'm trying to get this last man shot, man. So
just trying to charge up. Don't have no nightmares. What happened tonight, man?
Man. I'm livid by that. I read.
But get some rest, man.
I'm about to charge up. See y'all tomorrow night, hopefully, man.
See you tomorrow night on a rant right here on Randy and Radio at 9 p.m. All right, man. We'll talk to you, man. Thank you for calling in, my friend.
Peace.
All right, man. Doom. Looks like Blake is going to leave Clippersville.
He ain't got... Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah, man. I think he need to leave, man. He is... I always thought that Blake Griffin was garbage.
I think his game. Does he look like he plays in sort of kind of old man game outside of the dunking?
I don't know what kind of game he got.
I mean, outside of the dunking, I don't see what he does that makes him a
threat.
Nothing. He's more of a. I don't think Blake is a superstar.
He's a highlight player.
He's a star, but he's not a superstar. But they can't let Chris Paul go. They need to sign him back now. If he does leave, and he takes less money, much less money,
I'll be right back, Will.
Okay. If Chris Paul leaves, guys, and he goes to the Spurs. And takes much less money in anticipation of a ring. Would you guys have a problem with that? Knowing how long he's been in the league, it'd be a little bit of a different situation with Chris Paul than it was with LeBron, than it was with Kevin Durant. Chris Paul has been in the league for a long, long time. I think it'd be well deserving. I still don't know if Chris Paul going to the Spurs would be enough for them to win the championship. I truly don't know that. I think they still come up a little bit short. But we'll have to see what those guys do. There was another trade going into this week. Dwight Howard from the Hawks gets traded to the Hornets for Miles Plumlee, Mario Bellinelli. Of course, they swapped draft picks as well. I like what Charlotte is doing. They picked up Malik Monk from Kentucky in the draft, so I like what those guys are doing. We'll see what they do. Him and Cody Zeller should form a good 1-2 punch down there in Charlotte. Doom, we got you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. Talked about it a little bit earlier, guys. The Lakers traded D'Angelo Russell and Timothy Mozgov to Brooklyn for Brook Lopez. Magic did say
was D'Angelo Russell the one that leaked the pictures that broke up old boy and
he was the one that recorded the conversation and leaked it online.
Oh yeah, I think Magic didn't like that, man. He's been, his days have been numbered for a while ever since he did that.
Oh yeah. Well, people forget when he, you know, when you draft a 19-year-old. I don't blame the 19-year-old as much. I blame you.
Yeah.
I mean, he was 19 years old. Not mature enough to be put in that spot. But he did show flashes of brilliance with the Lakers. He showed some definite promise. So we'll see what he can do. We'll see what he can do with Brooklyn. It's also a good deal because you get that contract. Timothy Mozgov's contract off the books. That was a huge contract. If they can get rid of Luol Deng's contract, get that off the books, they'd be that much better off. So definitely, we'll see what they can do. We'll see what Brook Lopez does with the Lakers. I like that trade a lot. For both teams, because it gives Brooklyn a chance to reset the identity. I'll end the show with this. I'm not going to even get into Tom Brady. I'm not going to get into Cam Newton. Markelle Fultz says now that the 76ers are a playoff team. I'm glad you're confident. You're damn lying, but I'm glad you're confident on it, because it's not true. You're going to win 30 games, if that. But good that you're confident, glad you feel that way.
Jimmy, who said that?
The Markelle Fultz.
Oh.
Number one draft pick for the Philadelphia 76ers.
That'd be it, right? The number one pick again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He also said something else that was interesting, too. He said he trusts the process. Trust the process of tanking? Do you know how many years Philadelphia tanked to get to where they are? Yeah, they tanked a lot. LeBron was in the news this week. We talked about earlier that he will never, says, according to the ESPN reports that are out there, LeBron would never be a Clipper. That wouldn't look right. So I don't think that it would be a possibility, because I think there's a black cat running around that organization. But that's just me. Anton, you got
I'm talking about Jerry West is their new consultant.
Yeah,
so
it's a new consultant. So
he might be getting that black cat up out of there.
Hopefully he will. Because I think it's kind of funny that some of those injuries that the Clippers have sustained has been during unfortunate times, i.e. playoff time. You know, Blake goes down, he's done. That changes the whole series with Utah. And Chris Paul missed some time too this year. So, or last season rather. So, you know. All right. The thing that gets me upset, the thing that sort of kind of grinds my gears, guys, Jimmy Butler has been traded to the T-Wolves for Zach LaVine, who is coming off an ACL injury, and Chris Dunn, who you could pretty much say this would be his rookie season, as anybody who knows Coach Tom Thibodeau, particularly the way that I do, being a Bulls fan, he doesn't like to play rookies. So this would be Chris Dunn's first spot. This would be his rookie season.
Yeah, you heard that they tried to do the trade on 2K17.
And it got declined. When NBA 2K17 declines the trade, you know what's up. You know what's up. But my rant about this trade, A, not only do you take back a player who hasn't played a lot and done, someone who's been hurt in LaVine, with a torn ACL, you never know how that's going to turn out. You never know. Now, granted, the kid does show promise, as he did hit 40% from three. And, you know, he's pretty good in the open court. But we shall see if he can come back, you know, maybe sometime later on, 2017-2018 season. But you also gave up your pick.
Yeah.
And you moved the number 7, but you gave up the 16th. I would have kept both of those picks. And even then, it's still the Bulls are being fleeced. The draft pick and that draft pick they picked up. Oh,
they actually had a shot to be decent. If Rondo now, I don't understand.
More than likely, Dwayne Wade, Laurie Markkanen. I hope I pronounced that correctly. First Finland player. I think it's first Finland player drafted. Could be wrong. In the league, but from what I saw, he's a 7-footer that can shoot, and that's it.
No defense.
Can't rebound. Can't block a shot.
A 7-footer that can't rebound a block.
Yeah. Now, granted, it's a shooter's league. I get it. I understand that.
Well, you're 7 feet tall, though.
That's what I'm saying. Now, I don't know if they looked at him as a version of Kristaps Porzingis. I don't know. But Porzingis is a 10 times better ball handler than this kid is. And besides...
Yeah, and he can play.
Yeah, and besides, the Bulls have tried this before with Doug McDermott. And how long did McDermott last before we ended up calling it a mistake and trading him?
Bulls everybody's in panic mode, so it's...
That whole front office of Garmin, John Paxson, that whole front office need to go. They need to be fired. Laurie Markkanen, the draft pick was dumb. That was a ridiculous pick. Malik Monk was right there. You should have took him. I don't care how many guards you have on the team. I don't care how many forwards you have on the team. You should have took him. Josh Jackson was gone. That's who I wanted. I thought Josh Jackson, inconsistent shooting and all, was the best player in the draft.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting talk.
6'8", small forward, inconsistent shooter. good size hustle, and it's very, very competitive.
Yeah.
So, just disappointing as being a Bulls fan. We are, hopefully, it looks like we're going to take the same route that the Philadelphia 76ers took, and I don't want that to happen for us. I get why you trade Jimmy. You felt like you were going to be a playoff team, that we're going to get past maybe the first or second round. I get it. But if you're going to if you were going to rebuild, you should have rebuilt last year.
Yep.
Should have done it last year.
But you can build around Jimmy Butler. That's my thing.
Right. The guy's a two-way player, top 10 yep. player at his position. And you've got some a Coke and some cheese doodle for him.
And a mop bucket.
Disappointing, man. Disappointing. This whole front office, Garpax, as they call them up in Chicago, those guys need to go. There's a GoFundMe account trying to get a billboard in Chicago to get those boys, try to get those boys fired. Look, I'm not a guy who says fire everybody, but
fire but
in the case of those two, yes. Look at all the bad moves they have made. This is terrible. You don't let go of a two-way player, top 10 in his position. You just, and young too, and still had 2 years left on his deal, and it was a very contract-friendly deal for the Bulls. You let him go for a Diet Coke and some Doritos.
And a mop bucket.
Just very, very disappointing. But, you know, we'll see where the Bulls end up in about 4 years after they get four straight lottery picks. All right, man. Is there anything else you want to get out there before we roll out for the night?
Nah, man.
Congratulations again, Russell Westbrook, for winning the MVP. Guy even got rage talking on the Facebook page. He's up here posting that it was well-deserved. So, congratulations to him. Before we get out of here, I want to tell you about the fine shows on Rant EM Radio. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern, there will be a new episode of The Shining Wizards, followed by The Rant at 9 p.m. with Tony C and AA. I get AA's opinion about this LeVar Ball thing, what his family's doing on Monday Night Raw. I got to get his opinion on that. Wednesday, Rant and Wrestling, followed by Friday, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, 9 p.m. Brother from Another Mother, Philly Feeling Choppy. Sunday, What Are You Reading comic book show at 5 p.m. I was on there last week. So, I was on there yesterday, I should say. So, What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer, live at 5 p.m. on Sunday. Then it is this show, The Sports Report, episode 13, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right after Monday Night Raw. If there's nothing else, guys, thank you for being here. Thank you for being in the chat. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Do appreciate that as well. For Tony C, for Doom, and a mop bucket. I'll see you guys next week. Take care. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Sports Report. Thank you for being here with us. Please tune in again this coming Monday, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right after Monday Night Raw, right here on Rant and Radio. Everyone have a great week, and take care.